first three sayings were sayings of thoughtfulness, Jesus thinking of others. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise, and woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. Then the sayings of travail, two of them, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, and I thirst. And then the two sayings of triumph. First one is today, and the next one is next Sunday. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. John 19:30. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now, the Greeks prided themselves in being able to say a lot of things in a few words. They used to say that they could give an ocean of matter in a drop of language. And "it is finished" is one word in Greek, tetelestai. It's finished. It has been completed. We didn't know a lot about Koine Greek. We know classical Greek. Homer wrote the Iliad and Jethro wrote the Odyssey. How many of you remember Homer and Jethro? All right, a few of you. All right, okay. Looking at me like a dog looking at a new bowl. All right. Homer wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey, classical Greek. Hesiod wrote Works and Days about the formation of the gods and goddesses, Pandora's box. That's all classical Greek. The New Testament was written in Koine Greek. We didn't know a lot about that common language Greek until 150 years ago. We started discovering papyrus fragments, sheets of papyrus in different places. And they found a woman's shopping list. And she had a list of what she wanted to go buy at the market, and apparently she had found everything she was looking for. And she wrote across the shopping list, "Tetelestai." It is finished, or paid in full. The transaction has been completed. And now we understand what that word means. It's paid in full. An artist spends weeks, months, years on a painting. Leonardo da Vinci had one painting. He painted on it for 9 years, never did finish it. But an artist will paint a masterpiece, and when he's done, he will step back, and he will say, "Tetelestai, it is finished. It's a masterpiece, and nothing else can be added to it. If you add anything else to it, it ruins it." And that's what God is saying here. Jesus' declaration as our Redeemer, that the full price has now been paid, the transaction has been completed, our salvation has been accomplished. So let me share with you a couple of things. Number one, "it is finished" means all the prophecies about Jesus and his death on the cross had been fulfilled. If you want to see the definition of the gospel, you go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 3, Paul says, "This is the gospel. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory that I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture." According to what Scriptures? The Old Testament. "According to the Scriptures, the prophecies of the suffering servant." Jesus fulfilled all of those. It is finished. All the prophecies have been fulfilled. J.C. Ryle, not the first person to say it, but he's the person I found this week. "It takes more blind faith to be an atheist than it does to be a Christian, because as a Christian, we see all these fulfilled prophecies of Jesus' death on the cross for our salvation. It is finished marks the completeness of his sufferings. Mark 16:21, over and over again, Jesus told his disciples, over and over again, let me find it, Mark 16:21, that he was going to suffer many things and die. Mark 16:21 talks about, and there is no Mark 16:21. It's Matthew 16:21. It's That's what happens when I don't bring my glasses up here. All right. Matthew 16:21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Over and over again, he tried to sell his disciples this. It just didn't register until afterwards. It was the goal of him being born in Bethlehem to die on the cross as our Savior. Galatians 4:4. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. 1 John 3:5 says, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. It is finished. It's really curious to me how all the way through the Gospel of John, Jesus used the word finished, and we don't pay attention to it. John 4:34. John 4:34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. John 5:36. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given to me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. John 17:4. Again, he uses the word finish. John 17:4. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 19:28, right before the verse that we read. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. All things were accomplished. Then he says, it is finished. It marks the completion of everything he had to do. The accomplishment of the atonement, it is finished. We are atoned for. Luke 19:10. Jesus Christ said, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul says, for Jesus came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I'm the main one. It's a proof of his completion. The veil was rent. Remember, the veil in the temple, 14 feet tall, that wide. Josephus says it was a handbreadth wide. Okay. Was torn from top to bottom. It was 14 feet. Nobody could reach up there and tear it. Josephus says it was so thick, two teams of horses couldn't rip it apart. And yet God ripped it apart from top to bottom. Number two, the resurrection. It showed that God accepted him. He was raised from the dead. Number three, the exaltation at the right hand of God. Wherefore, Philippians 2, God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father. God has exalted him, and God sent the Holy Spirit. John 14:12, in that day I shall be in my Father, and ye shall be in me, and I shall be in you. The sending of the Holy Spirit shows that everything was accomplished. Everything that God required, Jesus accomplished. Ephesians 2:8-9, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Colossians 2:10, you are complete in him, in whom you are complete in him. Let's stop there, okay? I forgot the rest. Any of you ever do that? All right, don't look at me that way. You do it too. All right. That's right. I don't have Alzheimer's, I have some timers. Now, James Kennedy used to say, all the other religions say, something in my hand I bring. You have to do something to please God. You got to live a good life. You got to be baptized. You got to be a church member. You got to give money. You got to do this. You got to do that. Something in my hand I bring. Christianity is the only religion that says, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." In Jesus, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. There's a poem that says, "Upon a life I did not live, upon a death I did not die, another's death, another's life, I cast my soul eternally. Bold shall I stand in that great day, for whom aught to my charge can lay. Finally absolved by Christ, I am from sin's tremendous curse and blame." It's in Jesus that we do it. Now, number two, why do I have big sheets of paper? Because I can't read the little print anymore, all right? And I don't want to wear glasses up here. So I have big sheets of paper. Now, remember, it takes a little paper to start a fire, all right? So nothing wrong with big sheets of paper. It is finished. It celebrates the end of our sins. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've gone everyone to his own way, and God hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Sin killed Jesus, but Jesus destroyed sin at the same time. There is still sin in us because we're sinners, but there is no sin on us because Jesus paid for our sins. 1 Peter 2:24, "He who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed." Leviticus 16:17, there are two sacrifices in Leviticus 16. They take two goats. One goat, they shed its blood to cover the sins. The second goat, they confess all the sins on the goat and let him wander out in the wilderness and carry all of their sins away. Jesus did both. He was both sacrifices at the same time. The sacrifice that was killed and the blood shed to pay for our sins, and the sacrifice that the sins were laid on, the sacrifice, and the sacrifice was led away into the wilderness. He bore our sins and carried our sorrows. Calvary was the grave where all our sins were buried. It is finished, fulfilled all the law's requirements. Matthew 5:17, the Sermon on the Mount. "I have not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law." And so the law, the Ten Commandments, the soul that sins, it shall die. And Jesus fulfilled that for us. Romans 8:3. "What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." There's a hymn that we sing. It was in the 1956 hymnal. It was in the 76 hymnal. It is in the 91 hymnal. It's called, P.P. Bliss wrote it in 1876. It's called "Free from the Law, O Happy Condition." I can't keep the law. You can't keep the law. We all break the Ten Commandments. What does Bliss say in his hymn? "Free from the law, O happy condition, Jesus hath bled, and there is remission. Cursed by the law and bruised by the fall, grace has redeemed us once for all. Once for all, O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O friend, now believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ has redeemed us once for all." What a great hymn. That's one of those old hymns that nobody sings anymore. It is finished. What's finished? Well, the devil was finished. He destroyed Satan's power on the cross. Remember, God told Eve, "I will put enmity between thy seed and the serpent's seed. You shall bruise his head and he shall bruise your heel." There's always been a war in the Bible between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. John 12:31 talks about that. Let me go back and find John 12. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of this world cast out. Colossians 1:13 says, we are delivered. When we get saved, we are delivered out of the power of darkness into his kingdom of glorious light. Hebrews 2:14, for this was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. James 4:7, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Jesus saved us. We cannot be accused by Satan anymore. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It is finished. There was a farmer that needed a new gate on his fence, and so he hired a construction guy in the town to come out and build him a new gate. And he'd witnessed to this guy for years. He says, you know, salvation is free. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is accept it. And the guy just couldn't understand that. So he comes out and he builds a new gate, and he's done, and he wants to get paid for it. The farmer shows up with a chainsaw. And he says, what's that chainsaw for? He said, oh, I thought I'd add a few touches of my own and improve the gate. He says, you can improve it. It's fine the way it is. He said, that's the point. You can't improve on God's salvation. It's fine the way it is. Take it the way it is. And he made the point. You know, people say, oh, but I have to earn God's love before he will accept me. You can't do it. You don't need to do it. Jesus said, it is finished. It is complete. People say, I have to clean up my sins before I can come to God. First of all, you can't. And second of all, you don't need to. Jesus said, it is finished. People say, well, how can I pay God for my sins? You can't pay God anything, but Jesus paid it all. Could this be God punishing me for my sins? I haven't been punished enough yet. Hey, God punished Jesus in your place. And Jesus said, it is finished. It is complete. You can't add anything to it. You just accept it. How could God love me as much as a good person? God loves everybody because Jesus paid for the sins of everybody who will come to him. Whosoever will may come. Jesus said, it is finished. We have doubts, we have fears, we have trust issues, we have questions. We really don't seem to know that when he said it is finished, what he meant was it is finished. It is completed. It is completely paid for. You can't add anything to it. It is finished. Tetelestai, Jesus took everything out of the way for you to be saved, for you to have the gift of eternal life. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. Jesus knocks on the door of our hearts. And if you have not asked him to come in, you need to.